everybody. Welcome to the show. It's the How to Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Schaefer. I was going to say a tagline. I don't have a tagline. Do I need a tagline? I don't know. Let's see. How to Sleep Podcast, the show that puts you to sleep one manual at a time. The show that puts you to sleep one instruction manual at a time. The How to Sleep Podcast, instructions included. I don't know. What do you guys think of those few ideas? I don't think so. Let's see. Maybe something fun to play around with. Hope everyone's doing great. Recording this on a Monday. I want to get it recorded so I can edit it through the week for you guys. And I will say I am going to sleep like a baby tonight. I went for a jog this afternoon and my body is exhausted. I'll be sore tomorrow, that's for sure. It's been a while since a jog. I have one bad knee, and the knee feels great though, so if everything else is sore, hopefully it's not, doesn't mean I'm just favoring the knee and everything else is sore, but for tonight at least I know I'm gonna sleep great. You know, this is one way to help sleep, and there are so many other ways just to get a little healthier and to help get a good night's sleep. We know how important that is to the success of any day, is a good night's rest. So that's definitely happening for me tonight, which is Monday night, and you're hearing this on a Friday to kick off the weekend. So, you know, like I said on the last mini manual, the toiletry mini manual, which I hope you liked. I really enjoyed sharing some of those things. You know, it did give me some ideas. One main idea for today's episode is, as you see in the title of the episode, it's an electric toothbrush. I've used an electric toothbrush just a couple times over the years. I really just have a manual toothbrush, I guess. And we've been talking, my wife and I, about getting electric toothbrushes recently, but no serious talks, just mentioned here or there. We haven't gotten anything. I think this is also a good time to mention that, you know, all these manuals that I'm talking about, I'm just picking them because they're interesting and I like what's in the manual. Maybe the length fits, or there's some interesting stuff, or there's a great troubleshooting guide that I like. No companies are asking me to, I guess is what I'm willing to say. You know, not to say that's interesting to think that a company would love for their manual to be shared in an interesting way. But no, these are, I don't own a Sonicare electric toothbrush. I've just heard of them. I was actually sort of pitting the Oral-B electric toothbrush against the Sonicare, not the features of the toothbrushes. I was actually comparing the manuals, and Sonicare won out. They had safety guidelines for voltage and electrocution. They had troubleshooting. They had a warranty. All of the stuff that makes for a great user manual, it has it all. Oral-B, sorry. Maybe some of your other manuals had it, but not this time around. Maybe next time. But for now, I'm excited. I'm going to share the Sonicare Philips electric toothbrush manual with you. So let's get started. So we have Sonicare, the Sonic toothbrush, and Sonic toothbrush, the heads of them vibrate so quickly. It's something like 30,000 strokes a minute, maybe. You can research it, but they are evidently amazing because they can clean, deep clean your teeth and your gums so much better than a manual toothbrush. I'm assuming it's like going to the dentist. I'm assuming they use some version of this. And so you can, you know, clean your teeth better, whiten your teeth, take away stains from things like coffee and things like that. So that's what I hear Haven't used it again, but let's see what we have inside the manual. So Sonicare, the Sonic toothbrush. There's a zoomed in picture of the toothbrush in action. There's water droplets spraying off of it. This is the Elite E7000 and E9000. And again, Philips. And page 2 is a diagram of the toothbrush. So we have, we'll just list the parts. This is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and I. So it's just pointing to various parts on the toothbrush as it sits up vertically in its holder. So let's go to the next page and see what these parts are. So on page 3, the table of contents. So we have important safeguards on page 3, dangers on 3, warnings on 4, medical warnings on 4, customer service information on page 5, preparing for use 5, charging your Sonicare on 5 as well, using the appliance on page 6, features on 7, cleaning on page 10, storage on 11, replacement also on 11, battery recycling page 12, guarantee and service page 13, troubleshooting page 14. And that's what I'm talking about. That table of contents right there, we should just frame that. Take a little screenshot, snip it, and just send it to every person writing a user's manual. That's perfect. You have a battery recycling, you have dangers and warnings, medical warnings, everything about the use and charging of the device is great, and then cleaning, and then your guarantee and service and troubleshooting. That's wonderful. Alright, so still on this page, we're going to now, general description. This is figure 1, so the A through J that I described earlier. So A is the travel cap, B, bristles, C, brush head, D, color code ring, E is the removable nut, F, handle with soft grip, G, power on off button, H, dual speed control button, I, LED charging lights, and J, charger. So we have at the bottom of this page important safeguards. Read all instructions before use. Read this user manual carefully before you use the appliance and save it for future reference. Always follow safety precautions when you use any electrical product, especially when children are present. Dangers: to reduce the risk of electrocution or fire. Voltage: do not plug into an outlet with a voltage other than specified on the bottom of the charger. Voltage converters do not guarantee voltage compatibility. Never force the plug into an outlet. If it does not easily fit into the outlet, discontinue use. Water: do not place or store the charger where it can fall or be pulled into a bathtub, sink, or toilet. Do not reach for a charger that has fallen into water. Unplug immediately. Do not use while bathing. Unplug the charger before cleaning and assure that it is dry before plugging into an electrical outlet. And next page. Warnings: to reduce the risk of burns, electrocution, fire, or injury. We have 10 warnings. Number 1, discontinue use if this product appears damaged in any way. Brush head, handle, charger. This product contains no serviceable parts. Refer to chapter Guarantee and Service if your Sonicare no longer works properly or needs repair. 2. Never use the charger if it has a damaged cord or plug. Keep away from heated surfaces. Do not use the charger outdoors. 3. Avoid using a brush head with crushed or bent bristles. Damaged bristles may break off while brushing. Replace the brush head with a new one every 6 months or sooner if signs of wear appear. Inappropriate cleaning may cause bristle damage. See chapter Cleaning. 4. This product is designed to clean your teeth, gums, and tongue only. Use this product only for its intended use as described in this booklet. Discontinue use of this product and can contact a physician or dentist if discomfort or pain is experienced. 5. This appliance is not intended for use by persons, including children, with reduced physical, sensory, or mental capabilities, or lack of experience and knowledge, unless they have been given supervision or instruction concerning use of the appliance by a person responsible for their safety. 6. Children should be supervised to ensure that they do not play with the appliance. 7. Sonicare is a personal care device and is not intended for use on multiple patients in a dental office or institution. 8. Do not use attachments other than those recommended by the manufacturer. 9. If your toothpaste includes peroxide, baking soda, or other bicarbonate, common in whitening toothpastes, thoroughly clean your brush head and handle with soap and water after each use. Otherwise, plastic cracking may occur. And 10. Do not clean the brush head or the charger in the dishwasher. I suppose that is worth mentioning. Alright, and we have at the bottom of this page, medical warnings. 1. Consult your dental professional before you use this product if you have had oral or gum surgery in the previous 2 months. 2. Contact your dental professional if excessive bleeding occurs after using this product or bleeding continues to occur after 1 week of use. 3. Address questions concerning usage with a pacemaker or other implanted device to your physician or the implant device manufacturer. 4. Sonicare has been tested and is compliant with safety standards for electromagnetic devices. And 5. Consult your physician prior to using the Sonicare if you have medical concerns. Okay, next page. Customer service information. If you have any questions after reading this manual, feel free to contact our customer service center or visit our website. Customer service center, 1-800-682-7664 for North America. Outside North America, contact your local Philips customer care center. Internet information, www.sonicare.com, North America, and www.philips.com. Outside North America. Save these instructions. Preparing for use. To attach the Sonicare brush head, 1. Align the front of the brush head with the front of the toothbrush handle. Match the bars on the brush head with the notches inside the top of the handle and slide the brush head onto the handle. 2. Screw the brush head nut clockwise until it is firmly tightened. If the brush head rattles during use, tighten the nut further. 3. Remove the travel cap from your brush head when you are ready to brush. And 4. Use the cord wrap in the bottom of the charger to store excess cord. And at the bottom of this page, which is page 5, charging your Sonicare. Sonicare comes with the batteries completely discharged and should be charged for at least 24 hours during the first few days of use. To keep the battery fully charged at all times, you may keep your Sonicare on the charger when not in use. It takes 24 hours to fully charge the battery. A fully charged Sonicare can hold a charge for up to 2 weeks of brushing, 2 two-minute brushings a day, without being placed on the charger. And that last sentence moved us into page 6. And we have one step here. Be sure the bottom of the handle sits back securely in the charger, making complete contact. Handles of other Sonicare models do not fit in this charger and will therefore not charge effectively. Do not attempt to force a handle into this charger, as this will cause damage. And continuing on, page 6, using the appliance. Useful tips. The brush head comes with a convenient travel cap. Remove the travel cap from the brush head before turning on your Sonicare. Place the brush head in your mouth before turning on your Sonicare, and be sure it is turned off before removing it from your mouth. Otherwise, toothpaste may splatter. You'd have a messy mirror you'd have to clean up. And cleaning mirrors is not fun. It's hard. It's not hard. It's annoying. Rinse the brush head and bristles after each use. Clean the brush head weekly, including under the nut. A fully charged Sonicare will provide approximately 2 weeks of typical use, 2 minutes of brushing twice a day, making it easy to travel without the charger. Remember, voltage converters and plug adapters do not guarantee voltage compatibility. Always check for voltage compatibility. Brushing technique. Follow these simple steps to maximize your brushing experience. We have 6 steps. 1. Before turning the sonic air on, place the bristles of the brush head on your gum line at a 45 degree angle. We have a picture to the left showing just that, the sonic air at 45 degrees against the top row of teeth. 2. Hold the handle with a light grip, turn the sonic air on, and gently move the bristles in a small circular motion so the longer bristles reach between your teeth. After a few seconds, glide the bristles to the next section. Continue this routine throughout your 2-minute brushing cycle. 3. To maximize Sonicare's effectiveness, apply only light pressure and let the Sonicare toothbrush do the brushing for you. Do not scrub. 4. To make sure you brush evenly throughout the mouth, divide your mouth into 4 sections: outside top, inside top, outside bottom, and inside bottom teeth. Begin brushing in section 1, outside top teeth, and brush for 30 seconds before moving to section 2, inside top teeth. Continue brushing for 30 seconds in each section, progressing through all 4 sections until you've brushed for 2 minutes. 5. After having completed the 2-minute brushing cycle, additional time should be spent brushing the chewing surfaces of your teeth. And 6. Press the power button to turn the brush on and off as needed. And on to page 7, finishing that section off. You may also brush your tongue with the toothbrush turned on or off, as you prefer. And that sounds like an adventure, brushing your tongue with a Sonicare. Haven't done it? Sounds pretty wild. Alright, next section. Tips for specific oral care needs. Stain removal. In areas where staining occurs, spend extra brushing time to assist with stain removal. Braces. The brush should be placed at a 45 degree angle between your brackets and gum line. Using light pressure, gently move the bristles in a small circular motion so that the long bristles reach between your teeth for 2 seconds. Then gently turn, roll, the brush handle so the bristles clean the bracket and the rest of the tooth before you move the bristles to the next tooth. Continue this until you have brushed all of your teeth. Please note that brush heads will wear out sooner when used on braces. Dental restorations, dental work. Use Sonicare on dental restorations such as implants, caps, crowns, bridges, and fillings as you would on your normal tooth surfaces to reduce plaque buildup and improve gum health. Work the bristles around all areas of the restoration for thorough cleaning. And periodontal pockets. Your dental professional may have indicated that you have periodontal pockets, deep pockets, where plaque bacteria collect. If this is the case, after brushing for a full 2 minutes, spend extra time gently brushing these areas to improve your gum health. Alright, and still on page 7, we have features. Starting with Easy Start Brushing Power Ramp Up. All Sonicare models come with the Easy Start feature activated, which helps you get used to brushing with Sonicare. Brushing power will gently increase to full power over the first 14 brushings. The Easy Start feature is active if you hear 2 beeps immediately after turning on your Sonicare. Once the appliance has reached optimal brushing power, after the 14th brushing, you will no longer hear the double beep at the beginning of your brushing routine. Well, that's pretty smart. Note: each of the first 14 brushings must be at least 1 minute in length to properly advance through the Easy Start ramp-up cycle. To deactivate or activate the Easy Start feature, 1. Attach your brush head to the handle. 2. Place the handle in the plugged-in charger. 3. To deactivate Easy Start feature, while handle is still in the charger, press and hold the power button for 5 seconds. You will hear 1 beep to indicate that the Easy Start feature has been deactivated. And 4. To reactivate Easy Start, while handle is still in the charger, press and hold the power button for 5 seconds. You will hear 2 beeps to indicate that the Easy Start feature has been activated. And to the top of page 8. using the Easy Start feature beyond the initial ramp-up period is not recommended and reduces Sonicare's effectiveness in removing plaque. The Easy Start feature should be deactivated when Sonicare is used in clinical trials. That's all underlined because that's important. Next feature, Smart Timer 2-Minute Timer. All Sonicare models come with a Smart Timer feature, which automatically sets the brushing time to the 2 minutes recommended by dental professionals. After 2 minutes, your Sonicare will automatically turn off the toothbrush. If you wish to pause or stop brushing during your 2-minute cycle, press the power button. Press the power button again, and the Smart Timer will pick up where you left off. Note: the Smart Timer will automatically reset to the beginning of a 2-minute cycle if brushing is paused for 30 seconds or longer, the handle is returned to the charger. Next feature, Quad Pacer 30-second Interval Timer. Quad Pacer makes sure that you brush all sections of your mouth evenly and thoroughly. When using a 2-minute brushing cycle, you will hear a short beep and a pause in brushing action at 30, 60, and 90-second intervals. And next feature, Programmable Quad Pacer Timer. Select models only. The Programmable Quad Pacer Timer offers you the option of customizing the Quad Pacer performance in one of three ways. You may opt to keep the factory default setting of a 2-minute brushing time with Quad Pacer feature activated. You may choose to extend your brushing time to 2.5 minutes by adding an additional time interval of 30 seconds with Quad Pacer feature active. You may choose a 2-minute brushing time, but with the Quad Pacer feature turned off. To change the Quad Pacer settings, 1. Place the handle in the charger that is plugged into a live electrical outlet. 2. Press the dual speed control button briefly and note which LED lights up. 3. Press and hold the dual speed control button. Continue to hold the button while the LEDs slowly cycle through the timing interval setting options. And we're moving to page 9. We have images of the LED positions, the lights. There's arrows pointing to different sections on the LED meter. So we have green LED in position 4, Quad Pacer active, factory default setting. Green LED in top, 5th position, 2.5 minute setting, Quad Pacer active with additional timing interval of 30 seconds. And then yellow LED in bottom, 1st position, no timing interval set, Quad Pacer not active. And then finally, 4th option here, to program the desired setting, release the button when the LED corresponding to your choice lights up. Note, selecting 2.5 minutes brushing time reduces the number of brushings available from a fully charged battery. That's what I'm saying, this manual just is so, you know, streamlined. Every single thing, that tip that comes after it makes sense. The note, the brushings are going to limit the length that you can use your battery. Just little tiny things they've thought of through and through. Well done, this is awesome. Okay, next feature, dual speed control. The dual speed control feature allows you to choose between two speed settings, normal speed, max, for optimum brushing performance, or reduced speed, gentle, when an even more gentle action is desired. Each time you turn your Sonicare on, it will begin brushing at the normal speed setting. To change the speed setting, 1, from normal to reduced speed, press the dual speed control button once during brushing, and 2, from reduced to normal speed, press the dual speed control button a second time during brushing. A distinctive two-tone beep indicates that the speed setting has been changed. It is recommended that you brush at the normal speed setting to maintain optimal results. The normal setting should be selected when Sonicare is used in clinical trials, and that is underlined. Also important. On to page 10. We have two more features. So we have battery charge indicator. If the battery charge of your Sonicare is low, you will hear 3 beeps after you have brushed your teeth for 2 minutes, and the charge indicator LED will blink yellow for 30 seconds. A low charge indication signifies that 3 or fewer 2-minute brushings remain. When not in use, you may keep your Sonicare in the charger to maintain a full battery charge. And final feature, multiple LED charge indicator. When the handle is placed in the charger, the green charge indicator LEDs will blink in a rising pattern as the battery charges. The number of blinking LEDs indicates the level to which the battery has been charged. When the battery reaches full charge, the LEDs stop blinking and illuminates continuously. About once a minute, the charge indicator LEDs go out momentarily and then come back on. This indicates that the battery is being maintained at full charge. The full charge indication will persist until the handle is removed from the charger. The blinking yellow LED indicates that fewer than 3 brushings remain. And we're on to cleaning. By following these simple steps, you should get years of worry-free brushing. Step 1, rinse the brush head and bristles after each use and air dry only. 2, clean the brush head at least once a week, including under the nut. And then on to page 11 for step 3. To remove the nut, press down gently on the white area. Pull the nut over the top of the brush head. Underlined here, avoid using sharp objects to push on the seal as this may cause damage to the Sonicare and to you. So, no sharp objects. Step 4. To replace the nut, slip the nut over the brush head shaft and pull until it clicks back on. And 5. Clean the handle weekly. 6. Clean the charger periodically. And then unplug the charger before cleaning. After cleaning the charger, completely dry the charger before plugging it into an electrical outlet. That's also underlined. Mild soap, water, and a moist cloth are recommended for cleaning your Sonicare handle and charger. Additional cleaning tip. The Sonicare handle is dishwasher safe. Remove the brush head and charger before placing the handle only in the top rack of dishwasher. Also underlined here, note. Brush heads and charger base should never be placed in the dishwasher. And now I'm wondering how many people have put the brush heads and charger base in the dishwasher, more than we probably know, or want to know for that matter. Alright, so storage. If the product is not to be used for an extended period of time, it should be unplugged from the electrical outlet, cleaned, stored in a cool and dry area away from direct sunlight. The cord wrap can be used to store power cord in an organized manner. And replacement, brush head. Replacing your brush head every 6 months is clinically proven to remove more plaque. Use only Sonicare replacement brush heads for this model. Alright, on to page 12, starting with battery recycling. All underlined here. Handle contains a nickel-cadmium battery. Battery must be recycled or disposed of properly. It says the battery inside your Sonicare cannot be replaced, but is easily removed for recycling. At the end of product life and prior to disposal, please remove the battery from the handle by following the instructions below. And this is underlined here. Please note that this process is not reversible. Then it says, do not throw the appliance away with the normal household waste at the end of its life, but hand it in at an official collection point for recycling. By doing this, you will help to preserve the environment. And we have an image of a trash can with an X through it, black underlined underneath it, to emphasize the point. All right, removing the batteries. Please note that this process is not reversible. To remove the batteries yourself, you will need a flathead standard screwdriver. Basic safety precautions should be observed when following the procedure outlined below. Be sure to protect your eyes, hands, fingers, and the surface on which you are working. Caution. And then underlined here, caution should be exercised when using any household tools, such as a screwdriver, to remove the battery. And 4 steps. 1. Deplete the battery of any charge by removing the handle from the charger, turning the Sonicare on and allowing it to run until it stops. Repeat this step until the product will no longer operate. 2. Remove the nut from the brush head and place it onto the handle. Tighten the nut onto the handle, A, until the housing comes loose, and then pull the nut forward, B. The handle internals will come out of the housing along with the nut. And 3. Insert a screwdriver between the electronic circuit board and the plastic part close to each end of the battery. twist and break the connection between the battery and the electronic circuit board in two locations. And 4, separate the rechargeable battery from the appliance by means of a screwdriver. Also underlined here at the end, please note that this process is not reversible. Alright, page 13, USA and Canada, we're finishing up the battery first. For information on proper battery recycling, please visit the Rechargeable Battery Recycling Corporation website at www.rbrc.org or call 678-419-9990. Philips Oral Healthcare Incorporated is not affiliated with the RBRC. And then we're moving into guarantees and service. See separate Philips Worldwide Guarantee Leaflet for standard guarantee. Guarantee restrictions. What is not covered under warranty? Brush heads, damage caused by misuse, abuse, neglect, or alterations, normal wear and tear, including chips, scratches, abrasions, discoloration, or fading. Implied warranties. Any implied warranties, including implied warranties of merchantability and fitness for a particular purpose, shall be limited to the duration of the express warranty set forth in this limited warranty. Some states do not allow limitations on how long an implied warranty lasts, so the above limitation may not apply to you. Limitation of remedies. In no event shall Philips Oral Healthcare Incorporated or any of its affiliated or subsidiary companies be liable for any special, incidental, or consequential damages based upon breach of warranty, breach of contract, negligence, tort, or any other legal theory. Such damages include, without limitation, loss of savings or revenue, loss of profit, loss of use, the claims of third parties including, without limitation, dentists and dental hygienists, and cost of any substitute equipment or services. Some states do not allow the exclusion or limitation of incidental or consequential damages, so the above limitation or exclusion may not apply to you. Alright. And page 14, we're going to end on a high note. This is awesome. We had the warranties. Great stuff. Shorter warranty than normal. It wasn't that hefty one like we had last week. But what we do have is a troubleshooting guide. And I love these. So let's see what it's like for an electric toothbrush, a Sonicare. Page 14, troubleshooting guide. If you are unable to solve your problem by means of the troubleshooting guide below, in North America, contact 1-800-682-7664 or contact us online at www.sonicare.com. Outside North America, contact the Philips Customer Care Center or contact us online at www.philips.com. So we have a row of a column of problems and a column of solutions. So, problem, the Sonicare toothbrush does not work. Solution, recharge your Sonicare for at least 24 hours. Verify your Sonicare is plugged into a live electrical outlet and not into an outlet controlled by a light switch. You may need to reattach or replace the brush head. Problem, I feel a tickling sensation when I use Sonicare. Solution, you may experience a slight tickling, tingling sensation when using Sonicare for the first time. As you become accustomed to brushing with Sonicare, this sensation will diminish. Problem, the brush head rattles when I use Sonicare. Solutions, Sonicare should produce a gentle hum during operation. Tightening the brush head nut can eliminate excessive rattling. If rattling does not stop, you may need to replace the brush head. Make sure you have removed your travel cap before switching the appliance on. Problem, the brush head chatters against my teeth. Solution, this can be avoided by keeping the brush head properly oriented, with the brush head placed on the gum line at an angle of 45 degrees. Problem, brushing seems less powerful. Solutions, the handle may need recharging. The easy start feature may be on and needs to be deactivated. See features. You may need to clean your brush head. You may need to replace your brush head. The dual speed button may be set to reduce speed. Problem, unpleasant odor. Solutions, clean the handle, brush head, and charger thoroughly. See cleaning. Replace the brush head with a new one. Two more. problems. First, the LED blinks yellow. What does this mean? The blinking yellow LED indicates that fewer than 3 brushings remain. Recharge your Sonicare for at least 24 hours. Final problem. The appliance has an extra 30 seconds of brushing time. What is this for? Solution. This function provides additional time for brushing troublesome areas where plaque collects and gum disease starts. It is recommended you use the extra 30 seconds of brushing time to rebrush troublesome areas, massage your gums, or brush your tongue. See features. And page 15 is blank, which brings us to the back cover of the manual. We have contact information. So, North America, 1-800-682-7664. www.sonicare.com. Philips Oral Healthcare Incorporated, 35301 Southeast Center Street. Snoqualmie, Washington, 98065. Sorry if I mispronounced that. USA. Outside North America, 1-425-396-2000. www.philips.com. And at the very bottom, recycling sign, printed in USA, printed on 100% recycled paper, protected by US, and that is a tiny little thing, something, US and international patents, other patents pending. And there you have it, the Philips Sonicare Electric Toothbrush Manual. I think that might... I don't know if this is... This isn't hyperbole. I'm not exaggerating. That might be the best manual I've done. They're all so different. But this one was... I'll say this. Maybe it was... I don't know if it was the best one, but it was probably the most well-written. The most concise. It was perfect. The Pet Rock, the most well-written. It was the funniest. If we're rating these on scales and different themes and topics, but this one, top to bottom, start to finish, front to back, it was the most well-written. I think it was the best. I don't know. You guys can be the judge. I might have to start rating these things. I don't know. I mean, this one takes cake so far. So if you have ideas for a rating scale, please let me know how to rate user manuals. I'll start brainstorming some ideas, but love to hear what you guys think. That was today's episode. That one was a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed listening to it. Let the show know. Let me know, really, because I'm the show. I'm recording it on a sleep podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Gmail, and then How to Sleep Cast on Twitter. Of course, you can always go to Apple Podcast and subscribe and review and share with friends and family. It's been happening. More and more people are listening to the show, so thank you so much for spreading the word. Keep doing so. For people who like listening to user manuals or just someone talking about random stuff, seemingly random stuff, organized in a user manual, if people are looking for different ways to fall asleep, you think this is up their alley, by all means, please share. I appreciate it. All right, well, enjoy your weekend. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.